Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire podcast is being recorded for November the 22nd, 2025. Many, many years ago on this date, Jack Kennedy was assassinated, and I don't think I've ever forgotten that. I think it's lodged very deep in my brain, and I don't know, it was kind of the bitter end of a period of time that was very precious to some of us. And I'm sitting here in, well, kind of a sense of nostalgic mourning about all of that. We are a violent people. We really are. And anyone who goes against violence or questions it or questions the status quo, as it were, seems to be eliminated pretty quickly. And anyway, I just wanted to say that, so forgive me. This is why I tell you at the end of everything I do, please forgive me. So I got this email from a man named Kerry. I get emails from him from time to time. Don't know where he lives or what part of the world he lives in, but he went into kind of a litany of things about politics. That's probably why I brought up the JFK thing. He got into the idea of what politicians never have to pay the price, and the Supreme Court never has to pay the price, and blah, blah, blah. And he went into that whole rat's nest and rabbit hole of politics, which is a very dangerous thing to do if you're in a practice, because it can absorb your attention to such a degree that you never recover, you never come out of it. So that's why this is kind of a sad and yet poignant thing. He asked, do we get what we deserve, I think, and then he goes into names and the politicians, they should get what they deserve, blah, blah, that kind of thing. And Kerry, I hope you're not thinking of doing anything drastic. I really hope you're not, but at 72 years old, I doubt that you're going to do that. He does mention his age. We don't get what we deserve. We get what we are. Let's just get that out in the open. And we don't necessarily hold the premise of reality when it comes to what we are and what we've done to ourselves over the course of our lifetime. We've made a shambles of our lives, all of us, because we are here. Look at us. Here's where we are in this world, a world where anything violent can happen, and the good things that happen, the things that help humanity, are very rare and far between. And I say that with all understanding of it all. It's sad to see the way we are. It's not the way we are is the way we were, but the way we were has become the way we are. And we were very, very violent in our beginnings as Neanderthals, and we lived in a Neanderthal world with living from the basic instincts of killing, and that's what we're all about. So it all depends. Do you live from your body, from the instincts of your body? Do you live from the idea of kill or be killed? Do you What do you live? What is your modality? What is your credo? What do you do when you think in terms of yourself and how you live? I don't know you, but I can tell you this, that we are and we get what we live. And we don't really understand this very well because we don't want to understand it. We have a lot of prejudice about ourselves, about the way we are, about the way we live, about who we like to think we are. We like to think we're on the right side of rightness, and that's where it all gets mucked and mired up. We miss everything that is substantial, that is meaningful. Listen to this teaching from the Tao, maybe, Carrie. I ask for understanding as I travel the great way, says Lao Tzu, so that I might not lose sight of the road. The great way is simple and manifest, but people prefer to take other paths. Yes, they do. It's not difficult to walk the path of compassion, of consciousness. You know, it really isn't, but we don't walk it. Carl Jung said that the only great sin there is not to live in consciousness as consciousness. And I agree with him. It is very, very true. What a wise person he became. So when you start looking at your life and you start looking at the things that occur within your life, you tend to believe, from what I gather from your email, I wish you were here to correct me if I'm wrong, but you tend to live in the attitude that you're a noble creature and you deserve many, many things that you aren't getting, as you put it in your email. There are things about human beings that are deplorable. We're always on the verge of violence, always. And when things don't go our way, we get violent, we get angry, we get hostile very quickly. And there are simple things that we get involved in. I'll give you one. I know you're going to not like this, but be that as it may. Just the whole idea of eating an animal. I want you to really think about that whole thing. This animal is there living its life. And people have told me that biblically we are told that God, whoever this God is, made them so we'd eat them. I don't understand that. There are so many things about that assumption and presumption, that ideology, that I just don't mesh with very well. So you have this animal that a cow, you know, a pig, something like that, making bacon and things like that, and we think nothing of killing them for the sake of putting them in our gut, eating them, and then pooping them out later on, and the whole lifetime of that cow or that animal, whatever it is in the poop. That's it. And as gross and as maybe silly and elementary as that may seem to be, that's our way. Now, did that cow, did that pig deserve to be killed, slaughtered, eaten, pooped out? Huh? Well, to a lot of people, that's never, I don't think like that. I just do, you know, whatever my tastes are, my sensibilities are. And that's what we live by, our human sensibilities. And they're not very good. They've caused war since day one. And if you look at the history of humankind, you can see that following our senses and doing all that hasn't been the most intelligent way of living our life. But no one questions it. No one looks at it and says, wait a minute. What do you think inspires a person to be a killer? But killing animals, thinking in terms of that's the way it is, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, it's something for you to think about inside of yourself, something for you to maybe ponder within yourself and wonder, is there consequences for the way I kill and eat? And we make it so comfortable in the grocery store, don't we? And it just looks like, you know, this thing packaged in a very comfortable and sanitary way, but the thing behind it isn't very kind, and it doesn't lend itself to consciousness and makes me barbaric. And maybe that's something you might want to look at. Maybe not. Maybe that's just, you know, silly to you, and I would understand that, but still, it's something for you to think about. Anyway, I'm out of here. Thank you, Carrie, once again for your email. Very kind of you to write, and thank you all for listening. We'll be back on the air tomorrow. I hope you'll join me. Please forgive me.
Namaste.